VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The death toll in an attack on U.S. and coalition troops in the northern Syrian town of Manbij is rising, with the bombing raising questions about what happens once U.S. forces pull out for good. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Wednesday's bombing, claimed by the Islamic State terror group, has left 20 dead, including 5 American troops. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The military says the troops were on a routine patrol in Manbij when a bomb went off nearby. The attack comes weeks after President Trump caught aides and allies off guard by announcing the U.S. will pull out of Syria. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for the attack, and while that could not be independently verified, it calls into question the president's claim that the militants have been defeated in Syria.
Indeed, Vice President Mike Pence claimed that the Islamic State caliphate has crumbled and the militant network has been defeated. In a speech Wednesday at the State Department, Pence defended President Trump's decision to withdraw the 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria.
I will stay in the region and will stay in the fight to ensure that ISIS does not rear its ugly head again. We will protect the gains that our soldiers and our coalition partners have secured.
Kenya's president has vowed to track down terrorists who staged a deadly assault Tuesday on a hotel and office complex in an upscale suburb of the capital city. President Uhuru Kenyatta said all attackers have been, quote, eliminated. He warned his government is launching an aggressive manhunt for all those involved. Police say at least 21 people were killed at Nairobi's Dusit 2 complex, where surveillance video showed at least 4 gunmen walking through the parking lot as the siege began in mid-afternoon. This is VOA News. Security forces in Zimbabwe arrested a pastor and political activist at his home in the capital, Harare, Wednesday, as the nationwide anti-government strike entered its third and final day. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from Harare.
Early Wednesday, armed police surrounded the home of Pastor Ivan Mawarire before arresting him for helping organize a three-day stay-at-home strike to protest Zimbabwe's 150% fuel hike. On Wednesday, more than 200 protesters were brought to court and more are expected Thursday to face charges of violence.
Federal prosecutors are investigating Huawei Technologies, the world's largest telecommunications equipment maker, for allegedly stealing trade secrets from U.S. businesses. The Wall Street Journal reported on Wednesday that the prosecutors could soon issue an indictment. The action is the latest in a long list taken to fight what some in the Trump administration call China's cheating through intellectual property theft, illegal corporate subsidies, and rules that hamper American corporations that want to sell their goods in China. 26 days into a government shutdown, Senate Democrats staged a Capitol protest. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Democratic senators came down the Capitol steps carrying poster-sized pictures of furloughed federal workers and their families to illustrate the human cost of the government shutdown. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I want President Trump to look into these faces and see what he is doing by using these men and women as pawns.
The president says he's ready to keep the government shut down for a long time to get money for his proposed border wall. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is recommending that he postpone his State of the Union message, given that the security apparatus has gone almost 4 weeks without funding.
Indeed, Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested Wednesday that the president delay the State of the Union address planned for later this month. She cited security preparations needed for the annual high-profile event before Congress, which is scheduled for January 29th. YouTube is trying to prevent otherwise bright people from doing stupid things. The video sharing network owned by Google is cracking down on harmful or dangerous pranks. Updated policies no longer allow challenges that present an apparent risk of death or ban content featuring children taking part in dangerous challenges that pose an imminent risk of injury or bodily harm. Among the prohibited items, bomb making or pranks that put people in physical danger. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.